You're listening to a Big Finish production.
I've been thinking about that all day.
Oh, yes. I thought you liked that.
Was it that obvious?
Want me to do it again?
Now?
In the locker room, we'd be free during lunch.
But they...
Shh. What?
Hey, guys. How's your day going?
Hi, Tanya.
Good. Yes, you know, the usual.
What's up?
I was just wondering if you guys wanted to have lunch together.
Oh, sure. I mean...
Charlie, I think Quill needs to see us.
Yes, right.
I'm getting the feeling you guys don't really want to have lunch with me.
Sorry, it's just...
No problem. See you around.
Come on.
Hey, Tanya.
Where are you guys off to?
We're just going to get lunch at the Chippy. Do you want to come?
April. Ow!
Oh, no. Can't. Pat lunch. Thanks, though.
No problem.
Do you want to hang out after school, then? We were just going to do homework at mine. Your mum would be okay with that, right?
I don't know.
Just tell her it's a study group. I need your help with chemistry anyway.
I do have my own work, you know, Ram. I can't always help you with yours.
Sure you can. Plus, it's way easier for you than it is for me. What is true?
You know, I actually have a French essay to write, so I should work at home. Enjoy your lunch.
Come here.
Excuse me, can I sit here?
What? Yeah, sure. All yours.
What are you working on?
French. René Descartes.
Sorry, what?
Seriously? The 17th century French philosopher? The I think, therefore I am guy?
Ah, interesting idea. What else did he say?
What do you care? Wait, did Ram tell you to ask me for help? Oh, that's so typical. Well, tell him he's a jerk and I'm not helping him.
Whoa, what are you talking about?
Look, I only give Ram answers because we're friends. Sort of, I guess, but I'm not giving
you
answers.
I don't need help with my classes. It's just way less intimidating when you're new to sit with someone else who's on their own.
Oh, well, I'm usually on my own, so...
Their loss. Anyway, just wanted to say hi. See you around, loner girl.
See you around, you guy. Oh, it's you.
I'm going to take that as a no.
I didn't know you were in French.
Bonjour, les enfants. Let's see if anyone other than Tanya actually did the reading today and understood it. Who can explain Descartes' argument on the relationship between mind and body? I said other than Tanya. Notre nouvel arrivant. You're the new kid, aren't you?
Yes, miss. Paul Sanchez.
Bonjour à français, Paul. What can you tell us about Descartes?
Well, Descartes basically argues that the mind and body are separate, that the body is matter, which is entirely physical, while the mind is, I guess, metaphysical, and the two interact, but they're not the same.
And that, mes enfants, is how you do the reading. Merci, Paul.
I thought you said you hadn't read Descartes.
Tanya, you can chat after class.
Hey, Paul.
Hmm?
Why did you lie yesterday?
I wasn't lying. I hadn't read Descartes, but you made it sound interesting, so I thought I'd check it out. And if I was going to read it anyway, I figured it might as well be for class.
Well, it's nice to not be the only one who does the reading. I'm sorry, I thought you wanted my help.
You thought I needed help? Ouch!
I said I'm sorry!
Okay, how about this? I'll forgive you. If you show me around the neighborhood after school. I have no idea where to get a good kebab, which is getting to be a real crisis.
I wish. But my mum's super strict, and I'm only allowed to do things that are educational. Plus, if she found out I was hanging out with a boy...
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, no. I mean, you're a boy. I don't mean hanging out like...
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you should come to the robotics competition this evening. If, you know, that's your thing.
A robotics competition? Cool. Yeah, I'll try and come by. See you later, maybe.
Who is that? Who? Come on. Oh, him. That's Paul, the new guy.
And he's cute. What did he want?
He wanted me to show him around. That's all.
And are you going to?
Obviously not. There's no way my mum would let me.
Well, what are you gonna do then?
Nothing.
Seriously?
Well, I did invite him to the robotics competition.
Well, I guess if he shows up to that, then you'll know he really likes you.
It has 3 speeds and has this responsive sensor that lets it redirect on its own if it needs be.
To correct for user error.
Paul, you came. Sorry, guys.
Of course I came. Couldn't miss a chance to check out some robots.
Wait, you bought one too?
I mean, that's the point of a robotics competition, right?
Well, yeah, of course, but don't tell me you just had this robot lying around.
I know how to build a basic robot. We did it at my old school.
Oh, this is pretty good for being thrown together. Like, you should enter the competition. It's probably better than most of the other ones here.
Well, it's definitely not better than yours. Are those springs?
Yeah, it can jump. That's just for me, though. It doesn't actually get you points in the competition.
Hey, you know, I was thinking, I know you're not allowed to hang out after school, but what if we went to, like, the theatre or an art gallery? That way it'll be educational, too.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I guess that would be okay. I just won't tell my mum you're a boy.
Hey, I'm sorry we haven't been around much lately.
You haven't? I hadn't noticed.
It's just that since Matesha's parents kicked him out, it's been really busy and we're still trying to find a routine. You'd be surprised how hard it is for a Quill, a Rodian, and a human to live together.
Charlie, you don't have to explain yourself. You're a couple. You're busy. I get it.
I know, but I thought it'd be nice. Do you want to come over for dinner tonight? We'll cook. Well, Mateusz will. I still can't seem to figure out human food.
Sorry, I can't.
No, I know you're not allowed. I just thought we could also make it a study session, and then maybe your mum wouldn't mind.
No, I have plans. A date, I think.
You have a date? How?
Wow. Thanks, Charlie. Is it really that shocking that someone might like me?
Charlie! Danya!
How do you guys feel about soup for dinner? And then we could talk about maths, because...
Sorry, Mateusz.
Tanya can't come. She has a date. I'm not sure how, since she's not allowed to do anything with us. But points for a creative excuse.
I'm not making it up. Why do you guys always think I'm just a little kid that can't do anything?
This is great. I'm very happy for you, Tanya. Sometimes parents think they know what is best, but... What did I say?
That was really good. Thank you so much for suggesting it. I still don't really understand why rhinoceros is, but...
Yeah, UNESCO's a weird one. I'm glad you came.
Yeah, me too.
I think this counts as educational, right?
It was definitely an education. Yeah, my mum's really annoying about all this. I know she means well, but I'm not a little kid anymore. And it'll be nice to have some kind of social life. Plus, I'm at the top of my class. I don't know why she's worried I'll somehow stop studying or something.
It's nice that she cares so much. You're lucky to have a family looking out for you, even if it's annoying.
Yeah, I know. Wait, what about your family? What are they like?
My family? They're great, but they definitely aren't worried about keeping an eye on me.
What do you mean?
I mean, my parents would definitely be annoying if they could. But, well, they're still in, Ecuador.
Oh. Oh, wow. Oh, I didn't realise you were from Ecuador. That's so cool. But that must be really hard, you know, not having them here.
Yeah, it is. We couldn't afford to all come here at once, so they sent me to stay with my aunt. But hopefully they'll be here soon.
You must miss them a lot.
I do. It's really lonely, actually. But this helps.
This? UNESCO?
No, hanging out with you. I don't feel quite as lonely when I'm with you.
Me neither.
Sorry,
No, don't.
Was that okay? Sorry, I've never kissed anyone before.
Really? I don't believe you.
So it was okay?
Want to go for lunch later?
Only if you'll finally take me to the kebab shop.
Really? The kebab shop is your idea of a date?
Super romantic, isn't it?
I just don't understand why no one's interested. She's been to Antarctica.
I'm interested. I just haven't matched that day, sorry.
Morning, guys.
Hey.
Have you met Paul? He's my...
Boyfriend.
Boyfriend.
Oh, wow. Well, hi. Nice to meet you, boyfriend Paul. I'm April.
Nice to meet you, April.
Hey, mate. Ram. You're new, right?
Yeah, I just moved here from Ecuador.
Hey, what are you guys doing after school? Because I was thinking maybe we could all go to the museum together. You know, like a double date.
Oh, sorry. I've got footy. I'm still trying to get back up to scratch.
Oh, okay.
It's okay. We can do something another time.
Yeah, let's.
Yeah, no, sorry to disappoint. It's not all extenders around here.
Well, how was I supposed to know?
Oh, wait, you have to meet Charlie. Hey, over here.
Hello, you must be Paul. I'm Charlie.
Nice to meet you, Charlie.
Sorry, Charlie's Charlie.
Are you guys around tomorrow? Mateusz told me, would you like to come over for dinner? April and Ram are coming, and I thought it would be nice if you'd like to join us.
Ah, oh, thanks. Yeah, that'd be cool.
I obviously can't.
I just thought, since you're dating now, maybe...
Oh, come on, just tell your mum it's a school thing.
I can't just go out every night. She won't believe me. And then she'll follow me. It'll be a whole thing. But you should go.
Are you sure?
We can reschedule if you want.
No, it's fine. You guys should all hang out. Just because I have no social life doesn't mean you shouldn't.
Well, if you really don't mind.
I definitely don't.
Great. See you tomorrow, Paul. Hope you like soup.
And did you know that April's a crazy good singer? Ram got her to sing something that she wrote for us, and shit, she could be performing.
Yep.
Your friends are really cool. I really like them.
Mm-hmm, yep.
Is everything okay?
Why wouldn't it be?
I don't know. You just seem not okay.
Nope. I'm fine. Absolutely fine. Why would I not be fine with you hanging out with my friends without me?
What do you mean? You said I should go.
I know. Which is why I'm fine.
Tanya, I don't know why you're mad at me.
I'm not mad at you. I guess I just thought everyone would treat me differently now that I have a boyfriend. But they clearly still see me as their nerdy little sister. But I guess that will never change.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Nothing.
No, what does mm-hmm mean?
Nothing. Just something Charlie said.
What did Charlie say?
Tanya, your friends like you.
What did Charlie say?
It just sounds like they assume you can't hang out. I'm sure that's the only reason they don't invite you to stuff. Like, they know you wouldn't be able to go with them to gigs or to Brighton for the day or anything.
Are they going to Brighton for the day?
No, they're not planning stuff without you, don't worry. That sounded like it was earlier this year anyway.
So you're saying they're going to shows and day trips without me?
I'm saying they like you and wish you could hang out more.
Right, course.
Oh, you're not upset with me, are you?
I don't want to talk about this right now. I have work to do. See you tomorrow.
Oh, Tanya. Hi.
Hey. Look, I'm sorry about last night.
I just don't understand why you got so upset.
It's not you. I guess I just felt a little bit left out, and I'd hoped you'd rather hang out with me than with them.
Of course I would. Your friends are cool, but I would way rather have hung out with you. And they might see you like a little sister, but I definitely don't.
You better not.
Okay, kids, let's get started.
Hey, you want to hang out in the library this afternoon?
Okay.
I may be hoping against hope, but who other than Tanya can summarise the reading for me?
Hey, we missed you last night. Turns out Mateusz is a really good cook.
That's what Paul said.
And Paul is so cool. Oh, everybody really liked him.
Yeah, I bet.
I was thinking I'd go watch the guys play football after school. Do you want to come for a bit?
Why would I want to watch football training?
Oh, well, just because since Paul's playing too, I thought it could be fun.
Wait, Paul's playing?
Yeah. Well, he said he used to play at his old school, so Ram convinced him to come to training. Ram bets he's pretty good if he played in Ecuador.
Are you sure? He didn't say anything to me about it.
Oh, I'm sure he just thought you wouldn't be able to come. You can surprise him. Come on, it'll be fun. You just tell your mum it's required or something.
I don't like football, April.
I was just trying to be nice.
You don't actually want to hang out with me. You just want to watch your boyfriend. Don't try and include me to be nice.
Tanya!
Oh, my God.
Tanya! I was looking for you.
Don't tell me. You need help with your homework again?
No. I just wanted to say how nice Paul is.
Yes. Paul's great, isn't he?
He even helped me with my maths homework. He's really clever.
Well, sounds like you don't really need me around then. Did you know that he can even hang out after school?
What are you talking about, Tanya? Why are you upset?
I'm not upset. This is just me. And if you don't like me, you can go and be friends with Paul instead.
Tanya!
You could have told me. I wouldn't have been mad.
Sorry, I just didn't think it mattered. It's just football training. I don't even know yet if I'm on the squad.
Yeah, but Ram's my friend. You could have mentioned it.
He said you wouldn't understand.
What?
No, nothing. It's not a big deal.
Yes it is. Who said I wouldn't understand? Ram.
It's just lad's banter, Tanya. It doesn't mean anything.
Paul, please just tell me what Ram said.
We were just shooting the shit about football and he was saying how the girls he's dated don't get how time-consuming training is, but how I don't have to worry about that because you're so much younger and aren't allowed to do anything outside of school anyway.
He said that?
Look, boys are dickheads sometimes. Just ignore it. You know I like you. That's what matters.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, April told him off.
April was there?
No, I mean not then. After, when we went for food.
You guys all went for food together?
We were starving after training. It wasn't like a thing. Just kebabs. I would have much rather been hanging out with you. We should figure out a way to all do something soon.
I don't want to.
What do you mean?
I'd rather just hang out with you. I don't really want to hang out with them.
Is this about you feeling left out? Because you know that...
No, it's about me wanting to hang out with you. Can't we just hang out together sometime? Just the two of us?
Yes, of course. I just want to make sure you're okay.
I'm fine. I'm just stressed. I have to study. Alone. Again.
Hi.
Hi. Can you not just stare at me while I'm reading?
I made you something.
Paul, you can't just... You made me a robot.
Just wait.
Wait, what's it holding?
You'll see.
A card? It's not Valentine's Day.
Open it.
I can't think, therefore I'm not.
I'm sorry I didn't tell you about football. I didn't realise you'd care so much.
It's okay. I guess I'm just not used to having someone else. I'm so used to being alone, I don't know how to do this boyfriend-girlfriend thing.
Same. But we'll figure it out. Together.
Did you really make this robot just for me?
I told you, they're not hard.
You're such a nerd. Hey, Charlie.
Oh, hey, Tanya.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure. What is it?
You have to promise you won't laugh.
Okay.
And you'll be honest.
Why would I not? I don't lie, Tanya. Well, except maybe to Quill. But that's different.
That's why I'm asking you.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Do you like me?
What? What are you talking about? Of course I like you. Why are you even asking me that?
I'm just being stupid. I just feel like, well, I feel like you guys only hang out with me because I'm here and because I was there when everything with the Shadowkin happened. But they'd rather not actually have me around. And it didn't really bother me before because I know you and Mateusz have your own thing going on and April and Ram have their stuff. But when I met Paul, it feels like you guys really actually like him better than me.
Tanya, stop! You're being ridiculous.
I know.
I like you. Mateusz likes you. I'm sure April and Ram like you. And we also like Paul. He's cool. But he's not you. He hasn't been through everything we've all been through.
I know. I just thought you'd get what it feels like to always be on the outside. Since you're, you know, not human.
And you are a human. A pretty normal one, from what I can tell. You have nothing to worry about.
I know. I'm sorry. I'm being stupid. It's just...
Tanya, this isn't a real problem. Not everything is about you. I'm dealing with a boyfriend whose parents just kicked him out, a guardian who hates me, and, in case you forgot, my people were recently wiped out. And the Shadowkin are still out there, coming for me.
You're right. I'm so annoying, I'm so sorry, I'll leave you alone.
No, that's not...
You're gonna love this game, it's so cool.
Oh, I just wish we could play together. I mean in the same place.
Tanya! Hey! Hey guys. Tanya, I thought we were going to the common room meeting together today.
Oh, is that today? Oh, sorry, I've totally forgot.
Yeah, it starts in 10 minutes.
Sorry, I guess you have to go on your own. Paul and I have plans.
Wait, you're not gonna come?
Oh, you should go. We can play the game tomorrow.
No, April can go without me. Like, she doesn't need me anyway, right? I'm sure you'll be just fine on your own.
But the point was... Yeah, sure. Okay. Well, see you tomorrow.
There it is, pick it up!
Look out, there's a lion behind
you. What? Where?
Oh, got him.
Phew, thanks.
Oh, that was awesome. You were so right.
We should play this again this weekend. I think my mum's going to see my aunt on Sunday. You could probably come over for a few hours if you want.
Oh, man, I'd love to, but Mateusz is cooking Sunday lunch. Oh, you should come, if your mum's going to be out anyway.
He didn't invite me.
Oh, Mateusz didn't invite me either. I was talking to April when Charlie told her, so I'm sure that's the only reason he told me.
I'm not going to crash their Sunday lunch. If they wanted me to come, they'd ask.
They probably just thought you wouldn't be able to come anyway. You should just tell Charlie you're free.
No, I can't do that. That would be weird.
Well, I can do it. I'll just tell him you want to come, and I'm sure it'll be fine.
No, that's even worse. No. If they wanted me there, one of them would have said.
Want to play another round?
I've got coursework. See you tomorrow.
Okay.
Heya!
Oh, jeez, you startled me.
Sorry, mate. Haven't seen you in a while.
Yeah, well, you're busy. I'm busy. We're all busy living our own lives.
Paul and I were saying we should all hang out sometime.
Look, Ram, we don't have to. You don't have to pretend to want to hang out with me.
What are you talking about? Plus, Paul's really cool. I like hanging out with him.
Well, then you guys can hang out. You don't need me around for him to be your best friend.
Why are you being weird? We can all be friends.
We're not friends, Ram. I help you with your homework. You pay me gaming credits. You're cool. I'm a nerd. Remember? You probably shouldn't even be talking to me right now.
Tanya, we've been through alien attacks together.
I'm just dead weight on you guys. You guys don't need me around whining about my own problems.
What are you
Go ahead and be friends with Paul. I don't care. He can even help you revise and give you answers. And I bet you won't even have to pay him. He might even be useful when the shadow can come back. You really don't have to put up with me anymore.
Tanya! What the hell?
Come on, Tanya.
What are you doing here?
Nice to see you too.
My mum will be home soon. She'll kill me if she finds you here.
I just wanted to see you, that's all. Ram said at footy that he thought something was wrong.
What else did Ram say?
Tanya, what's wrong? I like you. I have fun with you. I think we have fun together. But I don't want you to be unhappy, and I can't help but feel like I'm
just so tired of feeling like an outsider. I thought that now we were together, everyone would finally treat me like a normal person. Like I finally fit in, and I'm not somebody they have to have around. But now, it feels like they couldn't care less if I'm around or not. And it's even worse because everyone likes you.
That's not true. They care about you too. They're your friends. Plus, it's not like there's any room for one of us.
You don't understand. You're cool and funny and clever, and you play football and you're fit.
I'm fit, huh?
Stop it. You don't get it. They all like you, and they don't care if I'm there at all.
Why don't you just talk to them and tell them how you feel?
I've tried, and it all comes out wrong. Anything I say would just make me sound even crazier, and they won't want anything to do with me. It would be better if I just didn't exist. Not that anyone would even notice anyway.
Tanya, that is ridiculous.
It's true.
If you missed even one day of school, every single one of your friends would be worried.
That's just what you think.
They care about you.
I'll show you they don't. You think it won't take a day? Just watch.
What are you gonna do? Tanya! Tanya, come on! Talk to me!
Oh, I don't want to go to school today. I can't face it. Smile and pretend like everything's fine. Paul's wrong. None of them will even notice I'm not there anyway. No one will even care. Oh, fine. I'll show them. I know what I'll do. Okay, so you missed the morning, that's all. No big deal, you just catch up. Just say you were sick, forgot to phone in. As if anyone even noticed. Wish they probably didn't. Teachers only notice because they have to anyway. No, that'll be ace. I talked to my mum and she agreed to let me hang out with you guys one night a week, as long as I get my work done.
What the?
That's so great.
Tell Paul he can come too, if he wants.
We actually broke up.
No. Oh, Tanya, I'm so sorry.
It's fine. We're still friends. I think we just weren't on the same page about what we wanted from the relationship.
What the hell? Wow. That's really mature of you.
Thanks.
I'm glad you're okay. If you ever want to talk, though, just let me know.
I'm good, but thanks.
What on earth is going on? Oh, shit!
Yep, definitely still me. What's going on?
Shh.
Are you okay?
I don't know. Do I look okay? Do you know who I am? We had English together last year, didn't we?
Yeah. Tanya, right?
Okay, so you know who I am. Have you seen me around today?
I mean, I'm seeing you right now. I have to go. Sorry.
How can I possibly be both out there and in here? I can't be in two places at once, can I? Oh, wait. Is this some weird space and time-bending thing? Did I wake up in another dimension? An alternative reality? I mean, it's theoretically possible. But can that happen? I knew I didn't feel right this morning. Okay. Breathe. Breathe. How do I figure out if I'm in an alternative universe? Something will be different. Well, a lot of things will be different, actually. I'll just follow the other me and see what she does and what's different about her life. If I can figure it out, maybe she'll be able to help me. Okay, there I am, with Charlie. This should help.
Oh, Tanya! You just seemed pretty upset yesterday. I wanted to make sure you're okay.
What? Oh, no, I'm absolutely fine. Totally.
Oh, good. That's great to hear. I'm glad. I didn't mean to be short with you. Things have just been so stressful at home with Mateusz and Quill. She's just so rude. I don't know why she...
Really? Don't worry about it. Hey, we should all have dinner one of these days. Mateusz is... I mean, Paul says he's a really good cook. I'd love to try his food sometime.
Yeah. I'm sure he'd love to have you over. Just maybe after things calm down a bit.
Of course, just let me know. Wow, this version of me isn't very thoughtful. Though, I guess, to be fair, I haven't been a good friend lately. She's going into the dining hall. Right. Sorry.
Weird. Anyway, the point of the argument he was making was...
Shh, don't talk so loud.
You're the one who sat with us. Whatever.
Tanya, April said you and Paul broke up. I'm really sorry, mate.
Oh, thanks.
Paul must be taking it really hard. You know, I haven't seen him today. Are you doing okay?
Oh, I'm fine. I don't think he's taking it especially hard. He just had to change schools again. That's part of the reason why we broke up, actually.
What? Why would he change schools?
Already? But he literally just started here.
I don't know. Something to do with his aunt. Anyway, don't you have that match today? I was thinking maybe I could come with April to watch.
Really? Cool, yeah. That'd be awesome. You haven't been to one before, have you?
Go to watch Ram's footy match? That's so... not me. Not that he seems to care. It's almost like he likes this version of me better. Oh shit, they're getting up.
What do you have next?
you know, I've totally forgotten. Brain burp. I'll remember by the time I get to my locker, I'm sure.
I'd never forget what class I have next. Everything else in this universe seems to be exactly the same as mine, except me. Down to the conversations they've had. Wouldn't an alternative reality have a greater divergence?
Don't be ridiculous, Tanya. You don't know anything about alternative universes.
Code? How is that?
Screw it. Time to see what's really going on. What are you doing? Ah! Tanya!
What are you doing here?
What am I doing here? What are you doing here? You're supposed to be at home. I thought you weren't coming to school today. I changed my mind. Wait, what? How did you know I wasn't coming to school today?
No. You weren't supposed to be here.
Who are you? Can you read my mind?
I'm you. I'm Tanya. I'm...
Paul? No, I'm not Paul. Then who are you? I'm sorry. Tanya, I like you. I really do. When I met you, I thought maybe I'd found the shape and place I could be safe with you and your friends. I wouldn't have to run anymore. But then you didn't seem to think that was enough, and I got scared that I'd be alone again. And you didn't see how much your friends and family love you. You didn't appreciate how lucky you are. You have no idea how lucky you are, Tanya. So you are Paul. I could have been Paul if you hadn't messed everything up. Me? I didn't mess anything up. It doesn't matter anymore. I'm going to be you now. And now you don't want your life anymore, so I can take it. I can do you a favor. Do me a favor? I like my life just fine, thanks. No, you don't. You think your friends don't care about you. You think your mother's ruining your life. You think no one will even notice you're gone.
No, stay back.
I tried to tell you that wasn't true, but you wouldn't listen. You wanted to leave me all alone, just like everyone else, just like my entire planet. You're an alien. I knew it, but I'll die if I'm on my own. And I don't want to die. But you have this life full of people who love you, and you don't even want it. All I have to do is just get rid of you.
Please, stop. You said you liked me.
Don't make this harder than it is, Tanya.
You don't have to kill me. We can stay friends.
I can help you.
No, it's too late.
You already know, and...
There she is.
What the hell?
Tanya!
Oh, my God.
Is this another alien thing?
Help me. She's gonna kill me.
Help is gonna kill me.
So, which one of you is Tanya?
Me!
Well, that was helpful.
Do you have a better idea?
You guys, it's me! This creature's trying to steal my life! It's gonna kill me! You're lying! It's lying! It's trying to make you side with it so it can kill me! You have to believe me! This thing is Paul, or it used to be Paul, and that was trying to be me!
Paul's an alien? This seems so nice.
Hey!
Sorry.
I'm not Paul! I'm did you plan this whole thing from the beginning?
Well, how are we supposed to know which one's telling the truth?
You're gonna side with it. You all liked Paul better anyway. So it makes sense. I knew it.
She's Tanya. That one.
No. I'm the real Tanya. I can't believe you're gonna let this thing trick you like that.
You're right, April. I knew something was wrong when I talked to her this morning.
No. I'm Tanya.
No. The real Tanya is a thoughtful, loyal friend. And maybe we didn't show her enough how much we cared about her, but she knew. Until Paul came along, then everything changed.
You noticed?
There's only one way to find...
Stop! Stop fighting!
Shit. He's going to kill me! What? I'm not going to kill you!
No, it's going to kill me.
We'll have to go through me first.
Please don't hurt me.
Well, you're the only one who's trying to hurt anyone.
I'm sorry, I promise I won't do anything.
How can you expect us to believe you?
I swear, I don't want to hurt anyone. You have to believe me.
You tried to kill Tanya.
I didn't want to, I just... I'm all alone. You have no idea how terrible that is. When I got to your world, I thought I'd found people I could live with, but... Every time I finally make friends, someone gets suspicious and I have to leave.
Well, it doesn't help that you're going around Earth killing people and stealing their identities.
But no one would like me if they knew I wasn't human.
How do you know?
They just wouldn't, all right?
I'm not human.
Don't be ridiculous, of course you are.
No, I'm not. I'm a Rodian.
I don't even know what that is.
You wouldn't. We were wiped out in a war with the Shadowkin. I'm the only one left.
Oh.
And yet you don't see him going around killing people and stealing their identities.
What about your people? Where are they? Maybe we can help you find them.
I don't know where they are. There was a war and I got left behind. We're tribal. We can't survive on our own. That's why I have to take other people's identities, so I can be part of a group.
How do you know your people aren't still looking for you?
Well, I don't.
So? They might be. But they won't be able to find you if you're not yourself. They'll just assume you're human too.
What if they aren't? What if they've forgotten about me? Or what if they don't want me back after everything I've done?
The only way to find out is to be yourself. They'll never find you if you're pretending to be other people.
I don't even know who I am anymore. I've been being other people for a long time.
Sometimes it's scary to be yourself, and hard to know what's you and what's everyone else.
But in order for people to love you, you have to love yourself too. I mean, just look at us. We're a bunch of misfits.
Speak for yourself.
Ow!
But we found each other. All of us.
I don't know if anyone will ever love me again.
Look, I don't know if I've really got to know you, whoever you are, but I liked you. Before you tried to kill me, that is.
Tanya, I am so sorry. I felt like I could be myself with you more than anyone else I've met in years.
Years? How long have you been on your own?
If you're anything like the person I got to know, then I think your people will want you back. They have to still be looking for you.
I don't know.
Maybe you're right. Maybe they're not looking for you anymore. Maybe they won't want you back.
Charlie?
But that's not necessarily the worst thing in the universe. I spent my entire life being who other people wanted me to be. Being the prince my family and my people expected me to be. I thought that losing them was the worst thing that could ever happen to me. And it was. But it also set me free. Now that I'm here, I'm finally able to be myself. It took a while to figure out who I really am. I'm still figuring it out, if I'm honest, but now, I don't know if I'd go back if I could.
Really?
What if the person I really am is a coward and a murderer?
Is that who you want to be?
No!
Then that isn't you.
You have a chance to start over and be whoever you want. Maybe your tribe will find you. Maybe they won't. But family isn't just the people you're related to. Be yourself, and you'll find the people you're meant to have around you.
Why can't that be you guys?
Seriously?
We could be misfits together.
Sorry, but you messed that up when you tried to kill our friend.
I don't think we're the same kind of misfits.
I suppose so. I am so sorry, Tanya.
What
the hell? What is that?
Shit. Oh no.
It's one of those tears.
I do not have a good feeling about this.
It's a tear in space-time. It's probably how you ended up here. And they have a way of just appearing.
And unwelcome visitors have a tendency to come through.
Doesn't seem like anyone's coming. Can things go through from this side too?
I mean, yeah, I suppose. But they're random. It's impossible to know what's on the other side.
Then maybe that's just what I need. A fresh start, somewhere new.
No, Paul, wait! Maybe we can help you after all. Maybe...
No, Tanya. You guys are right. I have to do this. I have to figure out who I am. And that's not the person who tried to kill you.
What if no one else ever loves me again either?
That's ridiculous. They love you so much. Plus, you're brilliant and amazing. So many more people are gonna love you. And they'll be so lucky if you love them back. Goodbye, Tanya. Thank you.
Goodbye, Paul.
Are you okay, Tanya?
I don't know. I don't really know how I should feel.
I wonder where he ended up. I feel not somewhere the shadow can are. I mean, I wouldn't wish that on anyone.
It's impossible to know where the tears lead to or from.
I hope that he can find his people. No one should have to be so alone.
Oh. Tanya, I'm so sorry we ever let you feel like we didn't care. You didn't actually think we'd pick Paul over you, did you? Weird alien or not.
I am sorry, I was so selfish. I got so wrapped up in my own problems that I wasn't being a good friend either.
It's okay. Friends are here for each other no matter what.
Now we know that Mateusz isn't the only one who's kissed an alien.
Hey.
We should probably get back to class.
Hey, do you guys want to come over after school? I promise I won't try to turn it into a study group.
Thanks, but I think I actually need some time to myself, if that's okay.
Sure. Whatever you need.
What are you doing in my classroom?
Oh, sorry. I didn't think anybody would be in here this afternoon.
It's my classroom.
Sorry. I just needed some quiet. I'll leave.
Are you hiding from something?
What? No.
Yes, you are. You're hiding from your little group of friends. Can't say I blame you. They're infuriating and stupid as rocks. No, that's an insult to rocks. What have they done this time?
They haven't done anything. I just wanted to be alone.
I know that feeling. Come on, then. What is it?
You wouldn't understand.
Try me.
You have been listening to Class, Catfish, written by Kate Thorman, created by Patrick Ness. Tanya was played by Joanna McGibbon. Charlie, Greg Austin. Ram, Fadi Al-Said. April, Sophie Hopkins. Mateusz, Jordan Renzo. And Miss Quill, Dervla Kerwin. Paul was played by Jacob Daniels. Teacher, Shakunthala Ramani. Girl, Kate Morgan-Jones. And boy, Ross Ford. The script editor, producer and director was Scott Hancock, and executive producers Nicholas Briggs and Jason Haygallery. Hello, Scott Hancock here again, producer and director of Class, and I am joined today by...
Joanna McGibbon, hi.
And Jacob Daniels, hello.
Hello both. Welcome to Class.
Hi.
Joanna.
Hi.
You've got the biggest challenge, I suppose, in this one, of playing Tanya, who was obviously played by Vivian Opara on the TV series, mm-hmm. but you've sort of inherited the role for this set.
Yes.
How have you found the lovely geeky world of young prodigy Tanya?
It's been brilliant and frustrating hearing her woes as a teenage girl. Just like, yeah, this gives me flashbacks to like hearing the many dilemmas of like other like girls at school with like their boyfriends and like, oh, it's not giving me enough attention. What is this? So yeah, it's been cool.
And meeting the lovely Paul as well.
Yes, indeed, indeed. It's lovely working with Paul, even though he tries to kill me later on. But, you know, we'll get to that.
Jacob, how have you found coming in?
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun, actually. I think because Paul is kind of a character outside of this normal kind of universe, you know, he comes in for this story. And it's kind of, you know, it's very much him trying to fit in with everyone else. And to begin with, you kind of get this feeling of like, oh, bless him, he's just trying to kind of fit in and make friends and do his best. And then it all hits and you kind of go, oh dear.
Well, that's it. There's quite a sweet dynamic that establishes very quickly, but there is an element of wanting to be more adult and have a relationship. And I think particularly for Tanya, who's a year below or a year above everyone else, so surrounded by people a year older, she's sort of wanting to be accepted and feel that sort of is a shortcut to doing so. But also Paul is very sweet. And, you know, you've got a lot of those sort of first moments, those dates. And does it put you in mind of your own teenage years?
Luckily, my mom didn't follow me in car. Blacked out window.
As far as you know.
Yeah. Maybe she was just really good at following you.
Oh, my God. In like an old man's disguise. That's on the chicken shop just waiting for me.
Just all those kebab shops.
Yeah, that's it. No, for real. My mom was like pretty. She was pretty cool, I guess. Like, yeah, she was a little bit of a rebel in her time. So like, she snuck out to many a party. So me just like hanging out with people like
Well, I would obviously have to be home before like the lamp lights, the street lights turned on.
I love the lamp lights. You make it sound like the Victorian gaslighters going
had
around.
To be back just before the lamp lights came
my chariot yonder. But yeah, it wasn't too much of like a overly stressful teenagehood that I went through.
That's it. It's sort of a nice gentle romance in this as well.
Yeah, it is.
It is. You see a lot of those really kind of quite tender moments, like you said, when, you know, their first kiss, and you get that, like, that does remind me of that kind of awkward excitement almost when you kind of, you know, you're really into someone and then maybe you kiss them for the first time and you're like, oh, was it, like, did you enjoy it? Because I know I did, but I don't want to say it. And it's just that's very, I think, very teenage and comes across really nicely with their relationship.
Yeah.
And also the fascinating thing about Tanya as a character is, you know, she's so intelligent, you know, academically.
Mm.
But emotionally, in a way, she's still got a lot to learn.
Yeah.
I mean, conversely, Paul is the opposite of that. You know, I mean, he's very bright, but he absorbs information from those around him and sort of he's very in tune with people's feelings and
absolutely,
taking on the role that he, you know, he wants to be included. So he responds very much to everyone else around him.
Yeah, I think, you know, regardless of what might happen throughout the story, I think he as a character, as a person or not, is very, very good at reading situations and kind of, I think, perhaps very good at saying what the people around him want to hear. You know, he will please everyone, but in doing so, kind of on his own terms. So he kind of makes things happen the way that he wants to, trying to kind of make Tanya, you know, see him as the kind of perfect boyfriend. And, you know, there's that part where she says about being funny and clever and play football and being fit and all these things that are kind of like almost like a checklist of like boyfriend material list. And then, you know, he tries and successfully kind of molds into the friendship group and fits in with the others because he kind of says the things that they want to hear and compliments, you know, various other characters, you know, their things that they do and can do. And I think that is kind of something that he finds as a person, or what he is, he finds a way of finding that kind of place for himself within a new group very, very quickly.
That's it. We were talking a bit about those controlling relationships where people sort of find themselves isolated and cut off by their other half.
Mm-hmm.
And weirdly, in this context, it's not so Paul can have Tanya all to himself. It's so he can have the rest of them.
Yeah.
As a bigger sort of friendship group.
Yeah.
Yeah, like he wants to fit into the group. It's you know, he wants to be part of something bigger, I guess. And trying to kind of, you know, kind of looking back to where he's come from and his kind of backstory, and the abandonment and everything, I think he's desperately trying to find somewhere that he feels comfortable to be with other people and kind of to feel like he belongs, I think. And, you know, we see that kind of sadness and bitterness slightly come out with what's happened to him. But he is desperately trying to put that behind him and fit in. It's just maybe he doesn't do that in the best way.
And given how this ends, with you sucked off through a interdimensional tear to another realm, if that hadn't happened and you hadn't stolen her life, do you think there could have been a happy ever after between Tanya and Paul?
Well, I feel like Tanya definitely needs some time just by herself, just to kind of, you know, actually not by herself, but like with people around her so she can like learn and pick up on like, you know, things that are like socially acceptable. And
I think,
like, yeah, like how you should actually treat people who you call your friends. And yeah, just like learn like the basics in terms of, you know, how to actually interact and like, just normal, like human stuff. Funnily, that actually needs to learn more human stuff than what Paul does.
Mm-hmm.
But I think maybe if they meet again in college or university.
Yeah, I think there's a kind of a disparity between their emotional intelligence or maturity levels, which becomes apparent throughout. And I think that, you know, it's kind of, they are not necessarily jumping towards the first opportunity that they get, but it just happens quite quickly. And it's kind of like, oh yeah, he's my boyfriend, she's my girlfriend, that sort of thing. And I think, you know, Paul is maybe too a little bit further than her in terms of his emotional intelligence and maturity. Mm-hmm. But I do feel like they do get on well. You know, they do have, we see them having fun together. We see them, you know, laughing at the theatre together and these kind of things. So maybe kind of further down the line, like you said, Joanna, if they were to meet again, when she's kind of, you know, figured out her own life a bit and he's done whatever he needs to do, there could be something between them. Who knows?
On that note, thank you both for a lovely morning.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.